Tonight on a special edition of Let It Rip.
I've just been replaying the events over and over again in my head.
Three students killed, five others hurt, and a sense of security stolen after a gunman opens fire on the campus of Michigan State University. The victims honored with emotional vigils and calls for change ring loud once again.
There were people that were in Oxford High School. I saw photos of Oxford Strong. They had to go through it twice. We can't have school shooting veterans. I saw photos of Oxford Strong. They had to go through it twice. We can't have school shooting veterans.
So what changes can and should happen to try and stop another tragedy like this from happening? And how can we take care of ourselves while helping our families cope? We're discussing it all now. Well, thank you for joining us tonight. You know, the tragedy at Michigan State University horrified people across the country this week. And joining us tonight is Portia Chana, an MSU junior who was on her way to study at the Union when the shooting happened. We're also joined by clinical psychologist Dr. Rose Moten, and as always, Fox 2 anchor and attorney Charlie Langton. And we really want to, first of all, so sorry that you had to go through this as a student at a university who was just trying to get an education. You're wearing your Spartan gear proudly. Mm-hmm. Portia, you were moments away, minutes, I get, from actually really being in the middle of that shooting on the way to the Union. Explain what happened and how this unfolded for you.
Yeah, so I was just getting out of a club meeting with one of my friends, and we always go to the Union to study every day. So we were on our way there. I was in my car driving, and as we were pulling up to the Union, we just see like floods of students running out of the building. And we had noticed a police car in front of the Union, but nothing unusual. But as I was rolling down my window to ask one of the students what was going on, all I hear were people yelling shots fired, and I look to my right and I see about 10 police cars with their lights on in front of Berkey Hall. So
what was going through your mind at the time?
I was confused at first, and then when I hear shots fired, at first, you know, this isn't the first time a threat on campus had occurred. Like, we had gotten emails before that maybe there was somebody who was dangerous on campus before, but actually seeing, you know, students crying and running from a building is unlike a fear that I've ever felt before. So I was confused, I was anxious, my heart was racing, and especially because I knew a friend who I thought had class in Berkey Hall at that time too. Mm-hmm. So I was just scared. I was so scared.
How do you feel about going back to Michigan State University? Do you feel safe enough? Are you scared?
Yeah. My friends and I actually drove back down to campus last night for the vigil, and honestly, my heart was pounding driving on the highway because, I didn't know how to feel, and especially like driving by the Union and Berkey Hall is, it's painful. It makes my heart hurt. But being surrounded by so many people and supporting each other really helped make campus feel safe again. But I don't know, every day, just taking it day by day at this point, and every day is definitely better. Being surrounded by my friends and family is definitely better, but MSU stopped classes for the week, but looking to Monday, I don't know if my feelings will be changed by Monday morning, if I'll feel safe going physically in person into class.
Portia, for you though, do you need something more tangible to make you feel safe? Something, perhaps a change on campus. If it's maybe how you were alerted, I don't know if you're happy with how the university handled that, or maybe even tighter security on the buildings. What are your thoughts when it comes to making you and other students feel safer?
Yeah, I need gun control. Yeah, I need gun control. There's nothing wrong with campus. The way the police reacted was perfect. The way the university responded was perfect. I'll feel safe once guns are not a part of our daily lives. This is not a unique Michigan State University problem. This is not a unique school safety or buildings problem. This is a uniquely American problem. So I'll feel safer once the guns are gone.
With that, as a parent, yes. I know, and it could be any school, high school, grade school, middle school, college. As a parent, we're very afraid to send our kids to school, not knowing if they're going to come home. How do you, you know, tell parents to be able to let go a little bit and just trust the process, or just even feel confident day to day that their kids are going to be okay?
That's definitely easier said than done, right? And the fact that our kids have to go through these drills. You know, I got a call from a parent today that's like, I found a active shooting drill. Should I send? And her daughter was on campus. Right. Should I send her there Friday? And I said, you know, let's give it some time. But it's understandable because we want to protect them. But as a parent, I'm a mom of four. So, and they're all two in college, two out of college. So it's so important. We have to, like you said, you have to trust the process. You have to have faith because honestly, when they're out of our hands, right. There's very little we can do to control their day-to-day activity but hope and pray and give them the wherewithal to know what to do in these situations.
Okay. Portia, are you following the background of the shooter? Is this something that students are, do you want to know his background? He had a prior arrest, anything along those lines, or no?
No, I don't care. Mm-hmm. I do not care about the shooter and his background and all of these things. And maybe, yeah, looking into the background of this man is important because it goes to show that this event could have been preventable. But I mean, the end all wasn't, oh, this happened because our buildings are unlocked and he was able to get inside. No, the problem was because he had a gun and he took people's lives away and he traumatized families forever. So personally, no, I don't care about the background of this man. I don't want to know this man's name. I don't, it's not a name that I'm going to remember.
What about gun control specifically? Well, if the legislature and their members of the legislature may be watching you right now, what would you suggest to them?
We need reform, but not only just reform and better background checks and safety, you know, lock up your guns, safety laws. We need to ban guns. That is the issue.
It's funny, though, Dr.
We need to ban guns. That is the issue.
It's funny, though, Dr. Moten, that we have kids even dealing with these. And I don't want to say kids. She's obviously in college and a young adult, but that they even have to think about these things as they go to school, or the drills of the run and the hide and the fight at these young ages. I mean, what sort of toll is this taking on their psyche?
Especially coming out of the pandemic. This is something I didn't deal with when I was in college. You know, it just wasn't in our realm of just experience. But these kids are used to it. Talked to a mom yesterday whose child was Oxford in MSU, you know, and you can only imagine we don't want to start normalizing this.
No.
That's my fear. When you talk about 70 mass shootings, and this is just February 16th, we don't want to become desensitized to this event, this tragedy.
Your daughter went to school with Ariel, one of the victims from Grosse Pointe North, who attended there. What do you tell your daughter?
Oh my gosh, you know, I let her talk about Ariel. And she spoke very highly. They were co-mentors, mentoring younger students.
Yeah, I need gun control.